Join the conversation.
Join the conversation.
You're with Cape Talk.
Want to just take a few minutes to talk to you about Sober Spring. By way of context, a comment or two. Firstly, the prolonged ban on alcohol sales during the earlier phase of lockdown certainly, I think, has challenged some South Africans to take a very long, hard look at their relationship with alcohol. Many people caught by surprise, didn't see it coming, didn't go and stock up the cupboards as some did, and found themselves running out of alcohol and then facing some quite interesting decisions. Do I cope all right without it? Do I not cope? Do I start buying on the black market? All kinds of questions that many people were grappling with, and doing so against a context of a country which we know has a difficult relationship with alcohol. We know what the international stats tell us. We are among the heaviest drinkers in the world in South Africa, and there is no getting away from that reputation. So what we're highlighting today is perhaps a second opportunity for us to take a look at our relationship with alcohol and have an honest conversation with ourselves about whether we really need it, whether we can manage without it, whether we're drinking it at a modest and moderate and healthy-ish level, or whether we actually have more of a problem with it than we might think we do. The concept is called Sober Spring. It kicks off next week. And you may recall the concept of Oxober that some people used to do, where they would go the month of October without any booze. Well, this one's a bit longer than that, because Sober Spring invites you to give it up not just for 1 month, but for 66 days. And the reason behind that duration is that that is the amount of time it is supposed to take to lay down new neural pathways and to form a new habit. And the person who is challenging us to consider the habit of doing without alcohol, or at least doing without it for a time, is Janet Garand, who joins me on the phone now. She used to be with World Without Wine. They have rebranded since we last spoke as Tribe Sober. Janet, it's great to have you on the show again. Welcome.
Hello, Pippa. Thank you.
So a quick look, firstly, at the rebrand. Why the change of name? What does Tribe Sober signify that World Without Wine didn't?
Oh, interesting. Well, when I gave up drinking 6 years ago, I started a blog, and that blog was to keep me accountable. It was called World Without Wine, mm-hmm. and then gradually that evolved into a community, and we do workshops, challenges, etc. And all the people in our community, they just kept calling themselves the tribe. So mm-hmm. welcome to the tribe. And I just like that word, and I thought, well, you know, it's time for a change in our 5th year to celebrate. So we're now Tribe Sober.
Okay, and Tribe Sober is inviting everyone to make the tribe bigger by joining you in a Spring Sober challenge. It's easier than it used to be, Janet, from one perspective at least. When I first started talking to you all those years ago, it was pretty tough to find anything that felt grown up to drink that didn't contain alcohol. If you went out as the only teetotaler in a group, it was fizzy water or Coke or nothing else. These days, boy oh boy, the non-alcoholic drinks market has absolutely taken off. There are all kinds of varieties of alcohol-free wines and bubblies and spirits, which tells me that there is a growing demand for this kind of beverage. Are you seeing that reflected in the demand for the number of people joining your tribe?
Yes. I mean, the alcohol-free drinks market, as you say, Pippa, it's really exploded. And we've even got a company in Cape Town now called Drink Mill Cover, who've got more than 100 choices. So we're working with them for our Sober Spring, and they're giving a nice discount to our members. So, yeah, I think certainly changed, because I used to feel very sorry for myself when I went out in early sobriety and I could have nothing to drink.
Not a problem anymore.
Easier.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I mean, these are all things to make it easier to distract you from the fact that you are giving up something for a prolonged period of 66 days. Janet, why should somebody contemplate doing this? What's it all about?
Well, we always say that we're not telling people to stop drinking. You know, we're not the wine police. But we would just love people to take a break, you know, just to get a bit sober curious. Because I think alcohol is insidious, isn't it? It becomes such a habit to get home from work, pour a glass of wine, etc. And then, you know, you carry on throughout the evening with your dinner. So it's such a good idea to take a break. And of course, alcohol is toxic, so that there's many health benefits for giving up for a while. I think a great one is just hydration. You know, every glass of wine that we drink takes the equivalent of 4 glasses of water out of our bodies. And we really need to be hydrated to have clarity of thought, to have a good skin. And there's so many reasons. And of course, we sleep better, we lose a bit of weight, we boost our immune system. In these COVID days, we all need strong immune systems. So a lot of benefits. And we've chosen 66, apart from the neural pathway that you mentioned. Another benefit is that if you're sober for a month or so, you get some benefits, but if you carry on a bit longer, you get more and more benefits and it gets easier. So it really makes a lot of sense to keep going longer than a month.
Okay, now if somebody listening is going, I think I'd like to take up this challenge and join you for a sober spring. It kicks off on Monday, the 27th of September. Janet, how does somebody sign up to be part of this? Because, of course, if they join the Tribe Sober for the experience, there's going to be all kinds of support and encouragement available to them to keep going.
Absolutely. So they just need to go to tribesober.com and sign up. And the support includes I think the main support is the community, because we put everybody in a group and they're all going through the days, you know, so everybody counts the days and some people fall off, admittedly, and then the rest of the community encourage them to get back. So there's a lovely kind of sense of being together in this. And then, of course, they get 66 daily emails, just tips, tools, encouragement. And this year, because we're into podcasting now, we have a Tribe Sober podcast. We've made 66 mini podcasts. So, every day they can just listen to a podcast for 5 minutes, focusing really on their health benefits that they're experiencing. And,
okay.
Yeah, we give them a tracker and discount from DrinkNeil, of course, and an ebook as well with all the emails collated into it. So it's plenty of support and it's great fun. And even if I always say to people, even if you don't do 66, you'll probably do more alcohol-free days than usual. So it's going to benefit you.
Janet Garan, thanks for the encouragement. The founder of Tribe Sober. And if you're interested in signing up for the Sober Spring Challenge, it kicks off on Monday, so you need to get moving within the next few days. All the information you're looking for is on their website, which is tribesober.com.